Why won't more of you get married? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Latest figures show just 51% of all adults 18 and over are married. That's about where the marriage rate was in the 1890s, but way below what it was in the 60s. Stephanie Kuntz teaches history and family studies at Washington State's Evergreen College.
I don't think that this is the death of marriage.
A lot of the drop is due to marrying later and feeling less pressured to marry for the sake of marriage. And so she's not particularly worried. In fact, she thinks marriage can go too far.
Marriage becomes sort of the emotional equivalent of today's gated communities where nobody else is let in. In the long run, it's bad for the marriage because you need to have new blood, new ideas, even new stories by interacting with other people.
She also says that too much marriage can actually create social insecurity.
Married couples spend so much more time together than in the past that they've cut back on their aid to people outside the family so that it's the single unmarried children who take care of the aging parents.
By the way, there is a clear path to boosting marriage rates.
Isn't it ironic that the people who are very concerned about the decline of heterosexual marriage are adamantly resisting the demand of the one group that is asking for it more enthusiastically than perhaps any other, and that is gays and lesbians.
Yeah, ironic indeed. And far from hurting heterosexual marriage, she says,
as a matter of fact, in some Scandinavian countries, I don't think there's a causal relationship. After same-sex couples gained their rights, there was actually an uptick in heterosexual marriage.
Professor Stephanie Kuntz. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.